Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Stormpans. Scoop Sharkovich here with your live update on day one of the Whispermable. What was the rest of the letters, Chip?
WMSPL, Whimsipal. Whimsipal, the Whimsipal playoff tournament. And the game started off as most games start off in slow pitch with hits and runs. Coolest jumped up 4-0. Storm said, that's okay. And they pulled a little bit of deja vu, scoring 6 runs in the first, capped off by a Craig 3-run home run.
Sorry, what did they pull?
I don't even know what they pulled off the field. A mercy run.
It was a deja vu joke, man. I set you up for that.
Oh, gosh. Let's do it again. Deja vu.
See, now it's all deja vu. See, it's all deja vu. Welcome, Storm fans. Now we'll skip ahead. Let's go.
Storm, after that, however, forgot how to hit a little bit, except for, a Rene home run. And Storm was struggling to put runs on the board, trailing Coolest 10-9 going into the fifth.
The Storm trailed most of the game, did they not?
Yes, most of the game, except for the first inning. They trailed from the second to the bottom of the fifth when Coolest, TSN Turning Point, changed pitchers, and all of a sudden Storm could hit again. Rene led off with a single. Joey smacked a 2-run home run. Al doubled. Lance drilled a 2-run home run. Kevin got on base, and then
this sounds like quite a rally. This sounds like quite a rally.
It is.
Luckily, there was nothing that killed this rally. No, nothing at all.
It's a great rally. Duran was put in to run for Kevin, and, that's an interesting move based on what happened, as Brad came up and hit a short pop fly to right field. Duran looked like he was going to stay, and then at the last minute, did a ton of math in his head, figured out the probability of the second baseman getting there, decided to run, at which point the ball was caught. Duran turned around and slid awkwardly back into first, but it was too late. 2 outs, rally killed.
I believe the question we have for what you just said was, did you breathe during any of that?
Breathing is highly overrated.
Well said, sir.
Yes.
Next, on to the sixth.
The sixth, where absolutely nothing happened for either team. Nice. No runs, and Storm then carried a 14-12 lead into the seventh inning. Al came in with ice in his veins, shut them down. Storm moves on to the quarterfinals Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
It has been quite a Saturday. Many, many things were accomplished, and we do have to apologize to Big Daddy D in game one, who hit the natural cycle. For those of you who don't know what it is, we'll pass it on to Chip because I have no idea.
The natural cycle is when the player hits a single, double, triple, and home run, not only in the same game, but in consecutive at-bats. Now we have Big Daddy D here to talk about that wonderful
yes,
accomplishment.
Exactly. So, Big Daddy D, how do you feel about that first game?
I feel great.
Were you given 110%?
140.
140%, that's mathematically impossible. Will you be steering clear of injuries, taking one game at a time?
We'll see how it goes.
He's a man of few words, Big Daddy D.
Now, Big Daddy D, how did it feel when you accidentally slid into the fence and then had an awkward slide into first? Are there any injuries? Will you be on the IL or will you be available for tomorrow's games?
My wife's going to give me a nice massage tonight, so we'll see.
All right, I think.
Remember, well,
once, you know, strangely enough, that reminds me of my fifth honeymoon. All right, well, that's it, Storm Chasers. Remember to stay tuned for Sunday. Because as they say, what do they say about Sunday?
Any given Sunday.
There we go. So that's football, though.
It's football.
And we're not even going to talk about Greg's Crocs. So we're moving on. Good evening, good afternoon, and good night. You've been listening to
Storm Watch
with Chip Merritt.